This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, next year it will mark the 30th anniversary of Jurassic Park. Do you remember what you thought when you saw that film? Whether it was on the big screen or in... And I never saw it on the big screen, so that was probably really wondrous. It was a moneymaker, too. It made $404 million in the U.S. and $695 million internationally. It was one of the first films to make over $1 billion worldwide. They created magic with computer graphics and animatronic-generated dinosaurs, which were the focus of Jurassic Park. Film also helped the cast of the film. Prior to Jurassic Park, Laura Dern was known for her roles in independent films like Wild at Heart and Rambling Rose, and supporting roles in films such as Teachers and Blue Velvet. Sam Neill was known for playing supporting parts in films like The Hunt for Red October and Dead Calm, and for playing the title role in the TV series Riley, Ace of Spies. He was also known for auditioning for the role of James Bond, but that at that time went to Timothy Dalton. And he signed on to star in Jurassic Park after Harrison Ford turned down the role. And Jurassic Park did not make superstars out of Dern and Neill, but it certainly made them very well known. And it was among the few occasions when they were part of such a widely watched blockbuster. And if you were to ask the average moviegoer about Neill and Dern, although Dern maybe gets, you know, she's been in some of the Star Wars flicks of late, they probably know them only for their work in Jurassic Park and their sequels. The film obviously must have put more than a few pennies in their bank accounts. Well, guess what? They're getting ready to reprise their parts in the latest installment of the Jurassic series called Jurassic World Dominion. And well, they're in the phase now where they're actually out and promoting the film. And I would have expected nothing but appreciation and gratitude for the original film and how it benefited them in every way. But this is 2022. And this was not the case in this case. Neill recently told the Sunday Times, "I am 20 years older than Laura," which at the time was a completely appropriate age difference for a leading man and lady. "The age gap being inappropriate never occurred to me until I opened a magazine and there was an article called Old Geezers and Gals. People like Harrison Ford and Sean Connery acted with much younger people, and there I was on the list. I thought, come on, it can't be true." Laura Dern responded, "Well, it felt completely appropriate to fall in love with Sam Neill, and it was only now when we returned in a moment of cultural awareness about the patriarchy that I was like, wow, we're not the same age." So instead of celebrating the success of the film that gave them so much, Dern is claiming victimhood and Neill is claiming to be remorseful for victimizing Dern. This is the leftist world. There is no joy in the leftist world. You know, the idea, you know, with adults, you know, I know plenty of people that are married that have a big age gap between them. They seem to be happy for whatever, and I don't know what their formula is, but it seems to be working. And instead of sitting back and thinking about, you know, what their roles were in the movie, and they—if they had merely lavished blandishments on the Jurassic Park phenomenon, the coverage they received would have been restricted to entertainment outlets. But the mention of their age gap and their empty virtue signaling gave them wide press coverage. Now, both Dern and Neil were adults in 1993. The '90s were the Stone Age, where age differences didn't matter. Both actors could have refused their respective parts, but neither of them is willing to accept any blame. Dern is claiming that she was so brainwashed by patriarchy that she didn't even realize there was anything wrong with the age difference. Neil claims he didn't realize the age difference until he read an article about it. So nothing was wrong until you read that there was something wrong, Sam Neil? It all seems sort of far-fetched to me. And the age of a person is often among the first few attributes you notice in an individual, especially when you work in proximity. But age is not only revealed in its physical manifestation, but also in choices of language and clothing, what you may talk about, the kind of music you may like, the kind of shows you remember. You know, there's a lot of tells in this. And surely Neil and Dern must have had some conversations that made Dern's age apparent to Neil. So the implicit suggestion here is that either Dern's character was groomed with an older man, or Dern herself was groomed to think it was okay to be with an older man. This is what's coming out of a publicity tour for a movie. We're examining a fictitious relationship between two fictitious characters played by real people, but instead of us sitting back and going, well, it was fictitious, and saying, well, it didn't really matter because it was fictitious, you know, I don't know. Seems ridiculous to examine this any further, but let's do it anyway. Both Dern and Neil in Jurassic Park play highly educated adults. He's a paleontologist while she is a paleobotanist, and if they're old enough to study the history of life on Earth through the fossil record, they're old enough to engage in a consensual relationship. The only way to confront patriarchy is to respect a woman's wish. If a woman chooses to be in a relationship with an older person, she should be respected for making that choice. Setting norms of what is and is not appropriate for a woman is a way of controlling a woman. It assumes that she is unintelligent and unable to decide what is good for her and constantly needs to be educated. Well, this little misdirection that has nothing to do with the film at all, has nothing to do with any reality at all, is it going to harm this film? Probably not. Every article that mentions this age difference also mentioned the release of the latest installment in the Jurassic series. Now, they're both alive today, and they're both in the film today, and the question comes up for me, if the age differences were such a big issue, why did they both sign on for the latest film? And you know the answer for that one as well. This is contemporary Hollywood, always willing to say the right thing, but when they have to act, their sole focus is on gains. And they claim to be feminists at award shows, but allowed Harvey Weinstein to prey on myriad innocent women because they profited from the films he produced. They only spoke up when Harvey was sent to prison. They claim to care for the dignity of mankind, but they're willing to star in a series produced by Apple TV, knowing that Apple exploits their workers in sweatshops. Neil and Dern's comments are simply a continuation of this series of empty virtue signaling. It's a movie. It's a fantasy. It's not real. Characters weren't real. You weren't really in a relationship. And if you were, you guys get to decide whether it's appropriate or not. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA. Cajunlawyers.com. Occasionally, you'll see someone that has the courage to say something. And not many on the left had the chutzpah to deliver a tough love lecture to their own side. This is considered shooting inside the ship, and it isn't popular. In leftist America, it could end you. Or, at the very least, put you on the progressive enemies list, even if you hold very leftist views. Any deviation at all from the narrative is viewed as treason. Disagree with one little thing and you might as well be a Republican in liberal land. And yet, Sam Adler Bell appears to be unable to keep his mouth shut, and Rokit wrote in the New York Magazine that left obsession with disinformation and fighting it is just a means for them to avoid self-introspection. It's an escape hatch from which they can't lie to themselves and feel good about their state of being. And as I've noted ad nauseum for years, a lot of American leftism is based on what's trendy and what feels good. Forget facts. You know, it starts out, I feel I have the better position. Conservatives are evil, and therefore I am right. That's the left in 2022. There is no room for debate. It's why silly ideas like college debt forgiveness become major action items. Did they ever consider how 75% of the country who doesn't have a higher education degree would feel about bailing out lazy and entitled white woke women who don't get their 22-year-olds, don't get high six-figure salaries out of college? The working class will be forking over money to the privileged in this exchange, the elite. Left's response is to mock most of the country for being uneducated. It's their fault they're without degrees. And again, this mindset is how we get the Biden administration telling people to just buy an electric car, which is akin to telling a homeless person they could solve their predicament by buying a house. The left has become illiberal, immoral, unhinged, and all around gross and weird. There's nothing relatable about the left at all. Nothing. And it's a bunch of rich, white, woke, and shrill, urban-based professional elites who don't know real people. When confronted with their faults, that is considered disinformation. When Biden has trash poll numbers, that's disinformation. It's what's at the core of this failed thought police initiative by the Department of Homeland Security. Now, it couldn't come back, but with the resignation of its czar, Nina Jankowicz, it's defunct for now. And we get this via Fox News. Author Sam Adler Bell began his article with some skepticism toward the Washington Post's recent assessment that a coordinated attack shut down the board, in which far-right influencers attempted to identify a target, present a narrative, and then repeat mischaracterizations across social media and websites. The author admitted he sees the importance of smart people looking at how the architecture of social media facilitates and incentivizes witch hunts and the dissemination of hateful, dishonest content. But then he clarified, I don't think it requires any great leap of conspiratorial thinking to find fault with the disinformation board under the aegis of the DHS. Government officials, whoever resides in the White House, are professional liars, he declared. Adding, they lie haughtily in the interest of national security, sheepishly in the interest of saving face, and passionately when their jobs are on the line. Adler Bell also wondered, would Jankowicz's office have been empowered to counter disinformation coming from her own department, only from those criticizing it? And Adler Bell continued, hitting leftists even harder. But the other pernicious problem with liberals' fixation on disinformation is that it allows them to lie to themselves. The author said disinformation was the liberal establishment's traumatic reaction to the psychic wound of 2016. It provided an answer that evaded the question altogether, protecting them from the agony of self-reflection. You have to actually reach people, real people, who don't like leftist causes. You have to be able to reach them. You need white working class voters who number in the tens of millions. And you need to not treat those who don't agree with you like a proto-Nazi. The left might have screwed themselves for years, doubling down on focusing just on winning non-white voters, LGBT, and single college-educated women. Wealthy white leftists, Biden's biggest supporters, filled the war chest to the max. Their phone calls will be returned at the expense of the legions of non-white voters who've been voting for Democratic for years. And these non-white voters are neither ideologically rigid or monolithic. Wealthy white people taking over the Democratic Party agenda might have disastrous results. The repulsive attitude they're showing is causing Hispanic voters to flee to the GOP. And Hispanics are a diverse group. Tejanos consider themselves white. And they're not gung-ho about abortion. They're worried about the economy. They're not worried, and they're not happy with inflation, and the southern border is totally out of control. Democrats want to do the exact opposite of what these people want on key issues. And being pro-amnesty pathway to citizenship isn't really an election winner dividend. It barely breaks 50%, and it's remained that way for decades. David Shore, a leftist, has fired multiple warning flares about the current state of Democratic politics, and in all, he said that his side has lost the ability to moderate. They can't reach out, and they find action items that appeal to a large swath of voters, not just, you know, they actually don't do that. They don't find those voters, but it only appeals to their elitist and snobby friends who also shop at the same Whole Foods. And the truth is that Hillary Clinton was beaten in 2016. It happens. You should get over it. And most of your agenda, the one that Biden is trying to get passed, is a pile of heart garbage that no one wants. And circling back to their inability to communicate anymore, it also doesn't help when the leader of your party, Biden, is truly lost mentally. And the GOP still has a learning curve here, too, believe me. In 2012, the party was truly lost in the wilderness. But Biden is bad. Democrats are bad. They're going to lose in November. And Joe's going to, he's going to be a one-term president. And this isn't me hitting you with disinformation. This is me hitting you with a fact based upon evidence that surrounds me and you right now today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate's top Republican is again slamming Democrats for soaring inflation.
The historic high inflation Democrats helped unleash with runaway spending last spring is taking its toll on America's hope for the future.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky calling it a bonanza of spending that has led to historic hardships, including skyrocketing gas prices. This, as President Biden said on Monday during a joint news conference with the Japanese Prime Minister, that the United States is moving away from fossil fuels.
And when it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, will be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when this is over.
USA Radio News. Students are starting to be moved from the South Texas Elementary School where a shooting happened. Buses of children are being moved from Robb Elementary to a civic center in Uvalde. Shots rang out earlier today outside the school. A witness says a suspect ran onto campus after exchanging gunfire with law enforcement, including the Border Patrol. The suspect was eventually captured. Several students are hospitalized at Uvalde Memorial Hospital. The DOJ is making changes to a policy.
The Justice Department is updating its use of force policy to direct federal agents to intervene if they witness any law enforcement official using excessive force in a way that violates the law. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the department's policy had not been updated since 2004. Garland's memo states that the policy of the Department of Justice is to value and preserve human life. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And while I'm thinking about it, at Guns.com, the Memorial Day sale is in full swing. Go check that out, Guns.com. Just go look at their specials page. You'll be glad you went. Now then, what is it? It's been about 2 weeks, yeah? 2 weeks since Politico published a draft opinion by Justice Samuel Alito that provides a rationale on why Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion nationwide, has to be overturned. Interestingly, nobody has questioned Politico about this, because my thought would be, since this has never happened before, should you have done it, Politico? Now, I'm not stupid, and I'm not naive. I know that that was considered a scoop. A scoop. And it was leaked to Politico by an unnamed source, and it launched 1,000 protests all over the country. Law enforcement was compelled to place barricades before the Supreme Court building in Washington. U.S. Marshals had to provide around-the-clock security of the homes of the Supreme Court justices because of relentless intimidation from the protesters, but not Kagan, Sotomayor. I don't know if Jackson has taken the bench yet or not, if Breyer is still in there or not, I don't know. But that wasn't all. protesters, quote-unquote, vandalized Catholic churches and pregnancy centers. Hoodlums tossed a Molotov cocktail into the offices of a Wisconsin pro-life group. The rapidly moving news cycle and the pace at which the Democrats mobilized their hooligans could cause people to forget how it all started. And the starting point was a leak. The word unprecedented is frequently used without much consideration in current times, but this leak truly was unprecedented. Supreme Court historians, law professionals, and court observers have expressed shock over the leak, saying they cannot recall any such previous instance. Chief Justice John Roberts called the leak a betrayal of the confidences of the court and vowed that its work will not be affected in any way. He also said he has directed the marshal of the court to launch an investigation into the source of the leak. Now, Democrat leaders like Biden and Harris and Pelosi have not uttered even perfunctory words of criticism for the leaker. So, therefore, seems likely that Leaker was a leftist, probably a Democrat, attempting to apply public pressure to prevent the justices from overturning Roe v. Wade. A good test to know what is morally right is to see what the Democrats stand for and then do the exact opposite. And here's the thing about the court, or any court, Supreme Court, Kangaroo Court, whatever it is, they're supposed to be apolitical. Their function is to be as objective as possible in interpreting the Constitution. Once upon a time, the phrase, I have full faith in the judiciary, was frequently used because the public did actually feel that way. And those days are sadly over. We are at a juncture where societal trust in governmental institutions and the courts is at an all-time low. And for this particular ruling, irrespective of the direction that the Supreme Court takes, there will be a section of people who always view it as either a compromise or a capitulation or a purposeful act of defiance against the mob. Which the mob should not be in charge of nothing. And to restore this rapidly eroding faith, the leaker must immediately face consequences for his actions. In addition to punishment, it would also serve as a deterrent to aspiring leakers and snitches. According to Bloomberg Law, the Marshal and Supreme Court police have the authority to make arrests for violations of state or federal law. But for this leak, any potential decision on prosecution most likely would have to come from the Justice Department. Which we know what that means. And even if the leaker doesn't face criminal prosecution, this offense must at least have a permanent stain on their professional record. Maybe disbarment would be a fitting punishment. And if the individual turns out to be a pro-abortion leftist, do not be too surprised if the Democrats attempt to brand the leaker as a whistleblower and demand that he or she receive all the protection a whistleblower gets for doing the right thing. Except that doesn't actually, you know, apply here. But they'll try to make it apply. It is beyond any doubt the leaker will receive a hero's worship among the left, irrespective of punishment. Celebrities will fund legal defenses and bail, and they'll pay his bills and all this other stuff. We all know that the leftist ecosystem enables its own to prosper. The leaker will have myriad career choices. If the individual is reasonably well-spoken, he or she can be a pundit on MSNBC or CNN. Maybe the leaker can host a podcast or write books or host documentaries on Netflix. There could be lucrative speaking assignments and endorsements. Maybe the individual joins politics and becomes a member of AOC's squad. Or if the individual prefers to remain in the shadows, the leaker could launch a BLM-style pro-abortion advocacy group and make millions. Perhaps the slogan will be, No Lives Matter. The gains made by the leaker would be considerably higher compared to what would have been earned from a regular career path. And it's even possible that the leak may have been a calculated move in close coordination with the top echelons of the Democrat Party, knowing it provides a shortcut to prosperity without any perspiration. If the leaker does indeed prosper, it sends a bad message to everyone working at an office of importance. But if the leaker turns out to be conservative, who wanted to pressure the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade, and the treatment meted out will make the punishment given to the January 6th protesters seem like a picnic. Beyond public confidence, the leak affects the work environment of the courts. Personnel at various levels will hesitate to express themselves freely for fear of being exposed to the public and attacked. There will be those who stick to the liberal groupthink just to avoid placing both themselves and their families in peril. The liberal mob is hence slowly but certainly gnawing at the roots of the democratic foundation of America. If the mob is not stopped, someday the root will be so weakened that it will all come tumbling down. The damage will be irreparable, and there could be complete anarchy. And the only group that could stop this, possibly, is the Republicans. But do they have the intestinal fortitude necessary to be up to the challenge? And here's the thing about this this mob, okay, this mob mentality. They're a very minor group of people. They're loud, but they're not. This is not some teeming mass. Yeah, they show up and they've got, they'll scream in your face and everything, surround you and wear blackout and everything else. But they haven't really been tested yet. They haven't been put in what I would refer to as a stressful situation. And I'm pretty sure that if they keep pushing this, they will get that stressful situation they seem to be clamoring for. And don't say I didn't warn anybody about this, especially you guys on the left. You guys are the ones that want it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th.
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The Department of Justice was formed in 1870, something parroted by current Attorney General Merrick Garland in recent remarks, and was assembled to protect civil liberties. The quick history has to do with Reconstruction-era America and the need for seeing prosecutions over the usurpation of people's rights under the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments in stubborn areas of the Union. Now, Garland, in a speech on a program called Project Safe Neighborhoods, in a sidebar, touched on the Buffalo shooting and the need for protections today for the black community. Now, what I will say is that one of the department's first principal tasks upon its founding in 1870 was to secure the civil rights promised by the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments and to hold white supremacists accountable for the terrible violence perpetrated against black Americans. Now, here we are, almost 152 years later. Our charge to disrupt, investigate, and prosecute hate-fueled attacks remains urgent. So Garland used the blood of innocents to tie the inception of the DOJ, its importance, and that heinous terroristic act together. The signing of an act to establish the Department of Justice was done by Republican President Ulysses S. Grant. And the United States of then is much different than the United States of now. In my opinion, better today than then, from what I understand about history. Garland, who seems to think he's walking some sort of path of righteousness, discussed the Community Intervention Program, PSN, and he outlined four pillars. As part of their comprehensive strategy to disrupt violent crime, they strengthened PSN, and we outlined four new strategies that are now serve as the pillars of the community. Community engagement, prevention and intervention, focused and strategic enforcement, and accountability. Now, all that stuff is why all of our department law enforcement agencies and our 94 United States Attorney's offices, all of which are represented at this summit where they were sitting there talking about this stuff, are working with their partners in state and local law enforcement to develop and implement district-specific anti-crime policies. Now, community violence intervention programs have been effective. Like the 1990s-era Operation Ceasefire, that caused a dramatic drop in violence in Boston when it was in effect. The crux of programs like these involved the carrot and stick method. If Garland and those he implores to adopt such initiatives don't follow through by using the accountability portion of their pillars, though, it means nothing. And that is, we need to see prosecutions and harsh penalties for the most violent offenders. Garland alludes to this slightly, but don't hold your breath on proper execution. The Justice Department is committed to disrupting this disturbing increase in gun violence. They say, we have instructed our U.S. Attorney's offices to prioritize prosecutions for those who are responsible for the greatest gun violence. These include repeat offenders who are the major drivers of violent crime. These also include those who illegally traffic in firearms and those who act as straw purchasers. Now, he also said this. Each U.S. Attorney's Office and each ATF field division is designating coordinators to work with our law enforcement partners to tackle the threat of ghost guns. Yeah, I guess it was just too tempting for him to not tap into the in vogue so-called ghost gun phenomena, as he said, you know, during his remarks. And indeed, having the DOJ focus on repeat offenders and those most responsible for the greatest gun violence. There you go. That's the problem. It's the ones doing it, not what they're doing it with. Why bring up the rest? Sure, staving off the supply of illicitly procured firearms would mitigate their numbers on the streets. But it's not going to stop violence and or violent acts. Because only 8% of all violent crime occurs with a gun. Garland, purporting to do some sort of, you know, he wants to be some sort of a beacon of freedom, cited recent statistics. He said, and while firearm homicide rates increased across all age groups in both large and small cities and in rural areas, black male children, teenagers, and adults were disproportionately the victims of these crimes. A Johns Hopkins report expands on that statistic more, filling in some of the gaps that the flunky left out. People of different races and ethnicities in the U.S. are impacted by gun violence differently. That's a result of social and economic factors that are associated with increased risk of violence. Like, gun homicides are highly concentrated within neighborhoods composed of predominantly black and Hispanic/Latino residents. They face a host of systemic inequality, hypersegregation, discrimination, lack of economic opportunity, and under-resourced public services. So they are disproportionately affected by gun violence. In contrast, somebody in my age group, an elderly white gentleman, we're at an increased risk for a gun suicide because this demographic is most likely to live in more rural communities with limited availability of mental health services and easy access to a gun. What's not explicitly stated in this report, though, is not, you know, what's not stated is that due to these highly concentrated neighborhoods composed of predominantly black and Hispanic Latino residents, most of the homicides and violence committed would end up being black on black or Latino on Latino. More specifically, are fairly stated within the neighborhoods and communities. See, it would be one thing if a marauding group of people went into these communities and just started killing people. And if they did, we'd know about it. Just like we know about it now. The attack in Buffalo was somewhat of an isolated event. Do race-driven attacks occur? Yeah. The news, the administration, they're all painting events like that one to be commonplace, though. And they're not. In my opinion, actually, if you got, like where I live, if I go around here, race relations do pretty good. And the only polarization has been ginned up by the left, by Obama and Holder, with that narrative being pushed further by the mainstream media. So, you know, I'm just looking at the DOJ and saying to myself, you know, the DOJ is supposed to be out there to protect the rights of people, and they're going after the Second Amendment. The other thing that I see is, if you really want to make this work, you've got to respect all the civil liberties that were afforded by our Creator, including the Second Amendment. And after that, respect of all persons' liberties, take out the stick if the carrot's not working. But don't paint an insincere picture of our country and use minorities like they're some sort of a political vehicle. They're not. They're they are just people, just regular people who are being used. They're also being victimized. They've been victimized by the left for decades. Victimized by the left. And every time one of them dies, unfortunately, this is used to fuel another attack on the right, if it fits the narrative. And in the meantime, we're always going after, if you want to stop that kind of violence, it's not taking away guns. It's providing hope and opportunity and education, family structure, that kind of thing. If you want to take that, if you want to solve that, that's how you solve that. Taking away the tools don't matter. The tools don't matter. Violence will find a way. Coming up next is going to be Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.